Jen Calkins is in the studio with me tonight. We're going to talk about her first book of poetry titled Even My Love Hurts. It's written in response to a major loss in her life. Jen, welcome to Around Cincinnati.
Hi, thank you.
I know you've experienced every parent's worst nightmare, the death of a child, and I want you to tell us about him because he is, of course, alive in your heart and the hearts of your family. So tell us about your family. How many children do you have? What's life like at your house? And then who Patrick was.
I'm a single mom with four kids. Patrick was my oldest son. He was 13 when he passed away. Life in my house is pretty hectic. My 12-year-old son is on the autism spectrum, so he definitely keeps us very busy. My oldest daughter just turned 18, and my youngest is 5 and headed to kindergarten very soon. So a lot going on.
And all of you affected, of course, by the loss of Patrick. Tell us about him. What was his personality like? What did he love to do?
Patrick was a very outgoing person. He loved to make people laugh. He loved to make people happy with humor. He couldn't handle if someone was having a bad day. So he would definitely go out of his way to make that person happy. There's videos of him at school sliding down the hallways in front of kids just to make them laugh because he knew they were having a bad day. He would hide in the trash cans to surprise the teachers. Yes. He was definitely a class clown. He was also very athletic. He was the heart of his baseball team. He was a Teal Town Dolphin. And they have done a lot to keep his memory going. We're actually going to have a tournament in his honor. So he was one of the most loving kids you would ever meet. He had a heart of gold.
I know you can't talk about the particular accident that took his life, but tell us how old he was when this happened and how recent this is.
Patrick was 13, and he was hit by a car walking from a park with a group of friends. They were at a party, and they lived close to a neighborhood park, and he was hit just right outside of the park.
I want you to read a poem to begin tonight because you write so eloquently about very early on in the loss of him. So begin with Unknown Caller, if you would, please.
Unknown Caller, flashing on my screen. My gut knew it was about you. I choked up. I knew they were calling to tell me you weren't okay. I answered my phone. The voice on the other end confirmed my worst nightmare was coming true. I only had a few more hours until I would lose you.
Thank you. You have two poems, actually, that describe so well what daily life is like as you move into the reality of the loss of Patrick and the trauma around it. So if you would read, I'm going to ask you to read a very short poem. It starts with the adrenaline. And then go on to a second poem.
The adrenaline has worn off, and the shock is gone. Now, I just feel broken. Nothing feels real to me anymore. I don't remember to shower as often as I used to. I don't remember to sleep at the right times anymore. I don't remember to turn the TV off at night or the lights. I don't remember what life was like without you. I drink my coffee black now.
Thank you. I should think it's so painful to write about Patrick's death, the loss of him, this wonderful person in your life. At the same time, writing causes us to confront this terrible event and takes courage. So I wonder how you happen to go to writing as a part of wading through this time.
Writing has always been a passion that I've pretty much kept to myself since my motherhood years. So, you know, honestly, I was lying in bed. I couldn't bring myself out of bed when I wrote Black Coffee. you know, these words, they were just going through my head. I pulled myself up out of bed, grabbed my notebook, and just started writing. And that is, besides my children, the only thing that's been able to keep me going.
I'd like you to read another poem for us. And this starts with a line,
How do you start a new life when you've lost someone you love more than the moon? How do you go on? I can't seem to figure it out. The world doesn't seem to care. The earth still rotates around the sun. Time does not stop for me or anyone. Time kicks you in the gut and tells you to hurry up. I'm not ready to catch up. I want to stay behind. I want to run backwards so fast in time that I never left town and you would still be alive.
Thank you. I'm particularly struck by the line, I'm not ready to catch up. And I think often with good intentions, people encourage us too soon to move on. And I'm wondering if you're experiencing that in your life. I think it's helpful for other people who may have the same terrible trauma in their life to know how you respond to, and what are helpful words in WandArt?
Yeah, you know, there's definitely people in our life that they kind of have us on a timeline. 6 months, you know, you should be better. You should not be in bed so much. You should be out doing more. And then we have people that are really great and kind of go with the flow. You know, when I say my mood changes almost every 5 seconds, you never know what you're going to get with me right now. So there's people that are really great about that. The sad thing I've come across is a lot of people don't know how to talk to me anymore. So they just don't. So again, I just kind of get a lot of that out in my writing.
Are there other ways that you keep Patrick alive, so to speak?
Yes. On my social media, we always have pictures, memories that we're sharing about Patrick. One of the things that we did, we collected shoes. He was obsessed with shoes. We collected shoes in lieu of flowers at his celebration of life. And we got an overwhelming amount. So we are constantly donating shoes in his name to different schools in the area that need them, different organizations to make sure that everyone can get. He always wanted everyone to have nice shoes, regardless.
I understand he loved poetry also. Is that
true? Did. He did. The last vacation he took with a friend to Panama City, Florida, and the first thing that he told me about when he got home was this young poet that he had met on the beach. And I have since, you know, been able to connect with this person through poetry on Instagram. So that's been really great.
I think it takes courage and generosity to talk about the loss of someone you love. So I thank you very much for sharing Patrick with us tonight, your poetry about him, and certainly wish you continued healing in your life.
Thank you. Thank you for having me, and I very much appreciate that.
I've been talking with Jen Calkins about her son, Patrick, and her book of poetry about the loss of him. Her book is titled Even My Love Hurts. You'll find more information at wvxu.org/AroundCincinnati. I'm Barbara Gray.
As you lie in fields of gold, you remember me when the west wind moves among the fields of barley. You can tell the sun in his jealous sky when we walked in fields of gold. When we walked in fields of gold.